Mexico is a country that's been torn in half by the war on drugs. Tens of thousands have been killed there in the last decade. Now the country wants to join others in allowing the commercialization of medical marijuana. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports on a new effort to legalize a crop still considered lucrative on the black market.
Margarita Garfias lives in a typical middle-class building here. I rang the doorbell. And found a spacious living room, a balcony, and three rooms for her, her husband, and their two children.
Se llama Carlos Antonio Avilés y tiene 13 años.
Carlos is the young one, and just after birth, he suffered a cardiac arrest and was soon after diagnosed with a near loss of brain function. He's 13 now.
A partir de ese momento, pues nos entendimos con la epilepsia y nos entendimos con la
Garfia says cerebral, she's become well acquainted with Carlos's epilepsy and other ailments.
Enfermarse en nuestro país es cosa de ricos porque
she says sarcastically that only rich people can afford to get sick in Mexico. On months when Carlos has wound up hospitalized, the medical bills have been well over $2,000. And then early last year, she started giving Carlos something she got on the black market. Oil extracted from marijuana. A small jar cost her about $35.
Más conectado como ahorita que me está viendo y está escuchando lo que estoy diciendo porque antes, o sea, de plano.
She turns to Carlos and says that he's more connected now. He's looking at me, he's listening, she says. The seizures seem to be in the past. President Enrique Peña Nieto approved last month a law delegating the health ministry with writing rules for the medical use of marijuana. But at least until then, what Garfias is doing is illegal. José Luis Oliveros Usasiaga was a conservative member of Congress who opposed the legislation.
Mi oposición es, por supuesto, la adicción.
He says his opposition is to addiction.
Me parecía que era ponerles a un niño una pistola, a un niño de 12 años.
It felt like giving a child a gun to play with, Oliveros says, and most lawmakers agreed with him. But a few court rulings sided with the use of hemp oil and the recreational use of marijuana. This prompted the health ministry to organize public forums and President Peña Nieto to eventually give a speech at the United Nations.
Señor presidente, distinguidos jefes de estado.
Peña Nieto hinted at the human toll of the drug war. Here he is through an interpreter.
Ante las limitaciones del paradigma prohibicionista.
Given the limits of the prohibitionist paradigm, we must deal with the international issue of drugs from the perspective of human rights.
In his speech, Peña Nieto said his administration would push to allow the medical use and scientific research of marijuana.
Thousands of lives depend on this. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
So does this mean Mexico suddenly is going to legalize recreational like Colorado or medical like Arizona?
No. We're still far from that.
Alejandro Madrazo heads the Drug Policy Institute at Mexico's Center for Research and Teaching in Economics. He says given the government's no to drugs, tough on crime history, he expects the health ministry to issue very conservative rules. Potentially, this means only the use of hemp oil, as is the case in conservative states like North Carolina. But it also means Mexican pharmaceutical companies could be allowed to patent marijuana products.
Because of the trade treaties that Mexico has subscribed, the patents made here in Mexico would immediately have to be respected elsewhere in the world as marijuana becomes legal for medical use.
The health ministry has until the end of the year to issue its rules. In the meantime, mothers like Margarita Garfias say they're not going to wait.
Pues no. O sea, no. La verdad, no me preocupo.
Garfias says breaking the law doesn't worry her. She says she'd rather get arrested than see her son get sick. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.